Like, what do you see out of Jay Cutler? He's progressed so much in the past 4 weeks. What's he done so well the past few weeks?
You know what? We coached the Senior Bowl last year, and he played in the Senior Bowl. He was on the North squad, so we didn't get a chance to coach him. But in the game, he did very well. And so as I was looking at the film, getting ready for him this time, I saw a lot of the same things. I mean, he's got a very strong arm. I think he's got good awareness. He's got an awful lot of experience from a college standpoint. He threw a lot of balls. And I think that helps quarterbacks a tremendous amount. But the thing that impressed me the most is I think he looks to be a competitive guy. That, like I said, he's got the physical tools. But outside of that, I think the thing that makes it, the physical tools only go so far in the NFL. I think it's a lot of the intangibles that make a good quarterback. Your ability to see and have vision and find the guys that pretty arm's supposed to throw to. But so he's got good vision. And I think, like I said, I think he's a competitive guy. I think that Mike Shanahan always does a good job with the quarterback position, and so it's a good match. The offense looks to suit him well. Certainly got a very strong arm. Some of those deep balls he's thrown as of late, show that. But I think he's going to be a good quarterback.
With all it says, it's still surprising how quick it's happened. I mean, you guys dealt with Alex, who's a talented guy, obviously, and it doesn't seem to happen that quick for a lot of guys.
No, it doesn't, but it has everything to do with your surrounding cast. And the system that you're in, he's surrounded by a good coach. He's surrounded by a good surrounding cast of receivers. He's got a good cast in the way they run the ball, and all those things have a lot to do with how successful a young quarterback is, as well as an older quarterback, as is the case in Philadelphia with Garcia. But again, with a young quarterback and the surrounding cast as such, with a good system, I think it looks like what it's been looking like for him.
You talk about your challenge this week, Mike, of getting your team ready after, the disheartening missed opportunity last week.
Yeah. It's a new – our team has not been in that situation we were a week ago in a long time. And it's nice to at least say that you're competing for a playoff spot at 6-8 late in the season. But at the same time we have to be realistic about where we are as a football team in the building process, putting this thing together. This is the start of the offseason for us. It's an important game to get 7 wins coming off the 4 that we had last year. And there's a lot of importance to the game for us. But we are playing a Denver team that also has something to play for, and that's a playoff spot. And we recognize that. So naturally we'll get a Denver team that I think is ready to play. They've got experienced players who have been there before, so it won't be an easy task for us. But at the same time, just because we've lost the opportunity of a week ago, we still have some things that we're building on. We certainly have not arrived as some teams, have from the standpoint of they've established themselves already as a team that's planned for it. We've in many cases kind of surprised some people that we had 6 wins. So, but in our case, we need to continue to stay on course with the things we've been doing and continue to build.
Mike, what did you see in Frank Gore that made you make the move with Barlow and then put Frank in the lineup full time?
Right after we drafted Frank, we had a mini camp, and it was evident to me that Frank was a very good back, just from the standpoint of his vision and all of his athletic ability. But he was able to find the hole well. He was, and then visiting with him, he was a football player. It's very important to him. The team's important. And then we went into that first season, and he had a bad shoulder, and then got another bad shoulder in the process of training camp. So as a rookie last year, we had to back off on him. This year, it was just a matter of getting him healthy. So when we knew he was healthy and we went through training camp, it was pretty evident to me that we were going to have to do something to thin out the running back core, and I didn't really know what the move would be because we have some other backs that could have gone as well. But the Jets called, and they were in pursuit of Kevin, and so we moved Kevin off the roster to the Jets, but I really didn't know who we would be thinning out the group, who had to leave. But at the time, that's just how it kind of fell where Kevin left. But Frank was clearly, in my mind, the best back, as soon as he got healthy.
Do you think with those health issues, is he a long-term solution for you?
I would hope so, as long as he stays healthy. And knock on wood, he's been very durable this season. I hope that's the case. He's certainly a tough individual. But sometimes toughness is what gets you hurt. Some guys that run to darkness, but he doesn't do that. But he does take some hits. But he's a good back. So hopefully stays healthy. If he does, you know, we'll see. Maybe we can get a half a dozen years out of him or something.
What do you remember most about your time here with Dan Reeves?
You know, they're some of the best years of my coaching and personal life. Two of our four children were born there. We went to the Super Bowl two out of the 6 years I was there. Went to the championship game three times. Just a lot of good years with a lot of good people. Some of the staff that was there with us is still in the organization now. I have very fond memories of all those people. So it was good times, like I said, both on and off the field, personally and professionally. A lot of great memories. Mike was there at the time. Jim Sacamano was there. Bolin was the owner. Pat was. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that were still there, but just a lot of good memories, like I said. It's had a lot of good times. You know, Denver's a great place.
How would you describe your relationship with Mike Shanahan?
Mike, I think it's professional. Outside of that, we haven't really had a personal relationship at all. We used to work out together a little bit, but there wasn't a lot of conversation going on. I think we just both respected each other during the workout enough to challenge one another. But I've got a lot of respect for Mike as a coach and certainly as a person. Very competitive guy. I think that's one of Mike's biggest strengths. And, you know, I've always looked forward to competing against him because he's good.
How big an impact has Norv had on Alex?
I think he's had a very big impact, not only coming in this year as the new coordinator for Alex, but also the surrounding cast that this year for Alex is much better than it was a year ago. The maturity of the line is better. So, you know, Frank Gore's maturity, a lot of things have contributed to Alex's development this year. And he'll just continue to get better. You know, he's a very conscientious guy, very resilient guy. You know, he still has a lot of growth left, without question. But as the cast gets better around him and as he matures, I think he's just going to get better and better. And I really have a lot of confidence in his ability to be a very good quarterback in the league. But he's still very young with a lot of experience ahead of him. So, you know, with each week, he learns something new.